This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always, always, always. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. I'd like to hear from you. Email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or hop up on the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room. Go down there. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. That's kind of Italianish, wasn't it? You know, just so much going on up there. So, I know I beat this up because it's really been bothering me all day. I've got relatives that were in the war. I've got relatives that have fought for our freedom. I'm so, you know, my mother's family was brought here by American soldiers. Yeah, my grandmother was an American citizen. She was born in New York when they were visiting here. So, she was born in American soil. Yes, I know. Didn't make her an American, but it did at the time. Does now. So when the Americans were leaving Italy, they were taking the American families with them. So they were able to come here. So, you know, my mother wouldn't be here, my uncles wouldn't be here, my family wouldn't be here if it wasn't for American soldiers. So I love American soldiers, what can I tell you? But really, you know, I didn't expect to... It's funny how some of you guys on the left are just beating up the people on the right going, what do you want them to say? If you don't want to get nuked, don't bomb Pearl Harbor? That wasn't even close to it. That was not what was going on. You know, one of the things somebody pointed out today, and that I thought was interesting, was that when President Obama was met the Japanese Prime Minister, he bowed to him. Heads of state don't bow to each other. It just isn't done, because it's the one that bows the lowest, right, is the one that's in submission, put it that way. So, I didn't catch this. I probably have to go play it again. The Western liberals promising at the site of the Hiroshima nuclear bomb that we shall not repeat the evil. I didn't catch that. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that speech, because if that's what he said, then I'm going to change my whole thought process on him when it came to the situation. I didn't think he did that bad, but I didn't think he could do worse. Okay, first of all, these guys should read the essay, Thank God for the Atom Bomb. War historian Paul Fussell, he wrote it on how he felt when he was 21 years old, a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. He and his comrades heard the news that Japan had been nuclear bombed into surrender. Now, when we learned, to our astonishment, that we would not be obliged in a few months to rush up the beaches near Tokyo, assault firing while being machine gunned, mortared, and shelled, I don't think you guys realize something. I mean, D-Day is a long way off. I don't think you realize that when the generals and the admirals were planning D-Day, they knew the first X amount of lines of men were done. And the guys on the first line, they knew they were done. They weren't coming back, and they knew it. You got that kind of spine? You got that kind of guts? Would you do that for your country? Think about it. When we learned to our astonishment that we would not be obliged to, in a few months, to rush up the beaches and, you know, to throw ourselves in front of the bullets, he said it was a real relief and a joy that we were going to live. Come on, stay with me here. These guys were going to their death and they knew it. They were going to their death to make a better life for you and me and people they hadn't even met and people they hadn't even they didn't love, they didn't know. Are you that? Yeah, that's true, chat room. The 18-year-olds today wouldn't do that. They don't believe in war. They don't believe in the military. And I'm not going to say all of them, but based on studies that we've done here and we've read here, a major portion of them don't. They don't see any use for the military or violence. We'd all be speaking Japanese now. Right. Second, he says that they should familiarize themselves with which country it was that started the particular war, which country fought it with such sadistic determination that they would even frequently torture and bayonet prisoners, even the wounded in the hospitals. Okay? And they still would not surrender themselves, making any assault on territory they hold more than usually costly in Allied lives. If ever the U.S. funds itself in such a circumstance, or finds itself in such a circumstance again, let us pray that whoever the president at the time is, he's not Barack Obama, like Barack Obama, or has a thought process of Barack Obama. That it actually be somebody who is willing to save, work towards, save, do whatever they need to do to make sure we come out on top. What do you think? You know, I don't like, what did I see today? Somebody was burning the American flag and soldier gear. It was like a helmet and an American flag and something else. And bless it, some military guy came up. He didn't grab the helmet, but he grabbed the flag. And it goes back to what I've always said. It's not the flag. The material's not sacred. Sacred. Sorry. The material's not sacred. The colors are not sacred. What's sacred is what it stands for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lots coming up. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Always a pleasure having you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really seriously, a pleasure to have you on board with me. Now, look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it is 855-REAL-JOE, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. Smarter people than I up in the chat room. Seriously. You know, and it's one way for you to get engaged and involved with people that are smarter than me. I'm telling you. Anyhow, I want to jump right on this one, this story. I like this. Now, we're going to go back. I found something. I started listening to something, and it was making me crazy. So I want you to hear this. Because it just so much highlights how those on the left believe how they see America. And it should make you throw up this Memorial Day. Anyway, San Francisco students and parents, and teachers actually, are protesting against Restorative justice. I'm very familiar with this. I've been hearing about this off and on for a while in the school district that I'm in. And in San Francisco, as we said, parents, teachers, and students at Monroe Elementary School are protesting student discipline procedures because they contend administrators refuse to remove unruly students from the classroom. Now, the backlash against San Francisco Unified School District relatively new approach to student discipline. Now, it mirrors complaints from teachers and parents in other districts across the country who have these similar restorative justice processes in place. Now, like many school districts, San Francisco adopted a safe, I don't like this one, a safe and supportive school policy. That happened in 2014, and it discourages student suspensions in favor of restorative justice. They're reprimands that involve talking circles, right? So let's talk it through, people. Let's find out what got you so upset. Johnny, you sit over there in a chair. Mary, we're going to sit next to him. We're all going to get in a circle, and we're going to support Johnny as he tells us what made him so mad. Because that's always helped. It's like you time out parents. I love those. See, my kid would have been plotting how he was going to get back at us when he got out of the corner. And I know he's not the only one that does that kind of thing. Anyway, it goes on to say, now I want you to really pay attention to the words. I didn't write the words. But it always seems funny how these things revolve around minorities to the point where it makes it sound like minorities can't help themselves. We've got to do it all for them. We have to teach them. We have to show them. We have to make it easy for them. Anyway, so it talks about talking circles and student design punishments. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't have worked out. When I was at school, it would have been like, okay, I think you should have to have 3 fudge pops. Yeah, that should do it. That'll make them feel better. The intent is to keep students, particularly minority students, who are suspended far more than white students. Well, hey, all I'm going to say is, unless you're saying it's so corrupt even down to the school level, stop causing problems. I don't care what color you are. Stop causing problems, you won't have problems. They want to keep them in school where they continue to learn rather than send them home to miss a day of school. Here's the deal. The disruptive ones, they don't learn. When mommy and daddy have to take a day off of work and be home with Junior, they'll learn something, all right, guaranteed. Now, teachers are typically expected to exhaust all options to keep students in class. Many have complained of the increased violence from students who understand there is little or no consequence. It's so true. So here's the thing. We're supposed to listen to teachers that are in the class when it comes to how much money they need and how bad it is and what more the district is supposed to do for them. But when they're the ones administering the discipline, when they're the ones that know what's going on, when they're the ones that need the help, guess what? All of a sudden, no, they don't know what they're talking about, right? Isn't that wonderful? Teachers are typically expected to exhaust all options to keep students in class, right? And many of them are complaining about the increased violence. And again, notice that they said the kids now know, the students, the children, whatever you want to call them, that there's pretty much no consequence for what they're doing. When there's no consequence, there's no reason to stop. This restorative justice approach, it's based on, you ready for this? A white privilege theory. Notice I said theory. They say theory. That America is hopelessly stacked against minorities. That promoted by the Pacific Education Group in a teacher training workshop, hundreds of schools. These were the guys I think we talked about a long time ago that were up in Oregon. And they were teaching the teachers about white privilege and how to stop it in the classroom. The approach is also promoted by the Obama administration's Justice Department through directives to metropolitan schools to reduce the disproportionate number of suspensions for minority students. So what if you find out for real that it's the minority students that are causing the bulk of the trouble? Because it's really not minority students. It's only minority students as pertains to black and white. You know that. Right, so when I was in school and I was the minority, I was the only, not the only, I was one of very few Italian kids in the school. wouldn't I be the minority? Would it apply to me? Would I not? Let me tell you what. If I knew there were no consequences, you'd be reading about me in the history books right about now. Seriously. If there wasn't a consequence for some of the stuff that I did in school, yeah. Students have been choked, they've been slapped, they've been given death threats almost daily, Monroe Elementary parent Luella Hill told a local news source. That's the impact of the new discipline policy. The persistent problems with one first grade student at the school convicted teacher convinced Erica Keel to complain to the principal, who opted not to renew the probationary teacher's contract because she was a complainer. She didn't like the fact that kids were slapping each other around in the class. The move is what sparked the outrage for dozens of parents and teachers to descend upon the school and protest the principal decisions. The protesters, they brought picket signs with them. They read, "Advocating for student safety will cost your job," and "Kick me, I'm an SFUSD teacher." Right, most parents said that she did a fantastic job dealing with a difficult situation. The teachers' union and district officials, however, are standing firm in their support for the restorative justice discipline model. The policy is something we believe in. The kids should be in school. Yeah, you know why? They lose money when the kids aren't in school. Even when suspended, the kid doesn't show up, they lose dollars. You lose dollars, you lose union dues. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. Get to talking about yourself. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are, if you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A gazillion and five things going on up there now. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. We were talking about how the school districts now, some, but one in particular up here in San Francisco, up in San Francisco, where the parents are protesting against what they're calling restorative justice, which is they don't want anybody suspended. They don't want anybody sent home. You kind of sit around in a circle and talk about the issues. So, Johnny, why are you smoking joints at 11? We're two-thirds of the way through the school year, and we haven't been able to get you to talk. I mean, stop doing it. Let's talk some more, because we can see that's helping you so much. And the teachers are told that they're not to move those kids out of the class because we need to have them in school. Well, they need to have them in school so they can make money. They need to have them in school so they get their daily money for the child. Anyway, the parents said the right thing. You need to protest. You need to get in front of the school. You need to make noise. You need to do what you need to do to make sure that the administration is listening to you. But the teachers' union and district officials are standing firm because they believe in this restorative justice model. But this is, remember that this is San Francisco. Okay? I mean, seriously. Now, the policy is something we believe in. The kids should be in school. So said the Lisa Blank. She's a spokesman for the San Francisco Educators. The SFUSD officials issued a statement pointing to resources available to teachers to help control violent students who must remain in the classroom, including a one-to-one student aides, instructional coaches, and behavioral specialists. Now, how do you change a child's behavior when the behavior is acceptable at home? When mommy and daddy are okay with the way they behave, but you're not, how do you change that behavior? I'd love to know. Just curious. Now, most students, parents, and teachers plan to continue the protest until the teacher that was let go for complaining about the policy is reinstated. Now, the violent first grader, meanwhile, remains in the classroom to torment his classmates. Parents told the news site that the student has remained in the classroom without proper support. So this garbage that they need to stay in school so they can be watched over, so somebody can help them, so they can get the help that they need, is exactly that. It's garbage. They're not getting the help that they need. Really. So if you're not helping them, then what do you do? I mean, how do you help these children get better? How do you send them in a direction that'll do better? You know, check this out. I'm looking at the resolution. I happen to be perusing it real quick. And I think this is hilarious. In the resolution, it openly states that here's part of the concern, that the overall African-American and Latino students make up 70%, or 77%, check the number, 77% of the students, right? And 81% of their suspensions are identified as willful defiance. So what's the problem? Take the designator of African American and Latino away. So just get away from all of that. They make up 77% of all suspensions, and 81% of their suspensions are under the category of willful defiance. In other words, not an accident. It didn't happen because of a fight. It's because they willfully decided not to do what they were supposed to do. That they went against the school policies or went against the classroom policies. So, a few years back in my school district, I can talk about this now because they're long gone, we had a teacher who had a policy in the class. She did not care what part of the year it was or anything. If you were caught cheating on the test, you got a zero. Didn't matter whether the test was in the beginning of the year, the end of the year, whatever it was, you got a big Elfato zero. Really that simple. And there was a young lady that was caught cheating. Now, she wasn't just caught cheating. This girl brought a whole new meaning to cheating. And so she wore, you remember the 70s? Well, they probably still wear them now. The girls used to wear those, you probably know what these are. You know, they have the big, like a bell kind of sleeve on them. They're kind of flowy and fluffy and all that. So she wore one of those. Is there a name for that? Okay. And then she had a short skirt on. Not a short skirt. She had a dress that came, I guess, to her knees. Skirt, dress, whatever. And apparently what she had done is she wrote all the answers on her thighs and her legs and covered it with the skirt. And then she had written the answers to the questions on the inside of her arm so that the shirt was covering that as well. And because it was loose and flowing, she was able to move it around. And the teacher caught her out of the corner of her eye a couple of times and, you know, as the teacher was walking up and down the aisles, like she always does during a test. Student was pretty cool. And then the teacher just grabbed her arm, flipped it around, and saw that she had written on her arm, her other arm, and both legs. And she gave her a big fat zero. And the funny thing about it is that the parents went wild, the parent of that student. Because she got a zero, it was her final exam of the year, and she was a senior. And the teacher, she had a teacher 2 years in a row. Right? So the thing I love about this, though, is when the student and the parents were arguing and fighting and they can appeal to the school board to get it overturned, as they did, this teacher had dozens of kids show up to say that Mrs. So-and-so has always been fair. We all know the rule. We signed the agreement. I love this part. We signed the agreement at the beginning of the year. The agreement says, you cheat on a test, you get a zero, no exceptions. And as board members, all five of us voted to uphold the teacher's rule because she had it for years. The kids knew about it, and this was the real world. And even the superintendent at the time was very upset with us because we had just ruined a child's life, which is not true. Not true at all. I mean, better now than she becomes a Hillary Clinton. Don't you think? You know what I'm saying here? But back to this thing about the, you know, if 77% of the suspensions are because of willful misconduct, and the majority of the school is African American and a good portion of the school is African American and or Hispanic, then what's the big whoop? All right, and just because you have 10% of one and 90% of another doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly what it's going to look like when it comes to suspensions, does it? Just trying to understand. The only reason I bring that up is because that's how we look at everything. We think everything is going to be exactly the same in that light. All right, let me get back to the that Home Depot story I talked about earlier. I'm going back to it for a minute. Because I heard a little bit of the interview they did with her, and my eyeballs just about popped out of my head. So you got to hear how she justifies why and how. I'm going to start it now. I'll finish on the inside of the break, but take a listen, because I'm going to have a field day with this.
I got the hat made because I kind of wanted to send a message. I know there's like big political debates, but it goes even beyond the debates on America was never great, because I guess the message that other people are trying to send out is like America's like this wonderful place, like nothing ever bad happened in the world.
Yeah, because that's what we say. We say America's wonderful, we've never done anything wrong. I don't know what school she went to. Maybe she went to that Monroe Elementary School. I don't know.
But it never was great, so I feel like it was a...
Oh, no, I'm not letting this go. We're going to do this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a minute.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I want your email address. I'm not begging. I'm going to force you. I'm going to come over to your house and get it. That will not be a pretty picture. Anyway, we're talking, you know, I hit this twice tonight. Didn't want to, but it did. The young lady who decides, I guess she's 22 years old, that America was never great. She put the hat on, and then she couldn't understand why she got death threats from people. Now, she's made a little video or whatever, and she's so confused that people would be upset that she would wear a hat that said America was never great. Now, there are tweets and stuff coming across saying that Home Depot employee in Staten Island, I'm taking my business to Lowe's. Thank you very much, basically. Now, you got to hear what she has to say, though. She thinks America was never great. She's never heard about that we admit that we've had problems. We admit that we've had issues we had to overcome, and we have to work at it. I don't know what she's looking for. Let's see if she can articulate this at some point.
A lie, so I wanted to show people, like, hey, no. It was never that great. So when you go by the slogan, make America great again, when was it ever great? You know,
ignorance. This isn't just ignorance. This is like ignorance times 10 going someplace to happen. Think about this. When was America great? So the Europeans that came here didn't come here because it was great. They wanted more misery, apparently. They want them to move to a more oppressed area. They want them to move to an area where they have less ability to grow their own businesses. We have more millionaires, and no, they're not all white, lady. Matter of fact, I think it's the most richest woman in the country is your color. Oprah Winfrey. Is it? I think she's the richest woman. And if she's not the richest, she's up there with the top five. Let me tell you what. I'm sure if she's not the richest, it'll be because of white privilege, I'm sure. But she's right up there. Same thing with the millionaires on the male side of the scale. Can I say still say male? Male side of the scale. But this shows you the ignorance of these people. And then they wonder why they can't get any help. And they wonder why they can't move forward. And what does Congress do? What do the loons on the left do? They cater to these people. They cater to the idiots in the group. Instead of teaching them, instead of training them, instead of working with them, they cater to the idiots in the group.
So what I don't like about Trump is I feel like if you're not the race that he would want, or if you're not that ideal person, whether it's sexual preference, if you have like any disabilities, your financial status, race.
Right, because he only hires millionaires to clean the toilets in the hotels he has. I'm sure if we go look, I bet you what we'd find. We would find out that Donald Trump only allows blacks and Hispanic females to be hired to clean the toilets in his hotels, don't you think? Because he's that much of a racist, and he hates women that much. And if you have disabilities, no way he's going to hire you. I bet you can't find one disabled person in any one of his businesses, right? See, this is where they buy into it, because they're not smart enough to figure it out on their own. They're not smart enough to make it happen. You need to do your own homework and figure these things out.
Everything, like all of that combined. Or even if you don't think like him, he will automatically write you off. He won't support these groups as much as the group that he...
What these? What is these? Help me understand what these groups are.
Will want to support. And, you know, I see a lot of people... especially on Staten Island, that support him and don't look at, like, the minorities or people in different situations that aren't as, like, pronounced in the media.
Listen to all the generalities that she's using. She can't give you one specific instance where he's shown signs of racism. Not a one. Why do you think that is? Too stupid to figure it out? Or do you think she's just the way she is?
So I feel like Trump caters to one type of group of people and disregards everyone else. At first, initially,
I'm reading some of the comments that pop up here. Somebody says, seriously, she's allowed to wear it at work? She said, I'm on a life-saving team of professionals. I'm not allowed any visible tattoos, multiple piercings, but she can insult our country at the front of the store? What is her purpose here? Why is she so ungrateful? Hey, Home Depot, grow a set. That's what the writer wrote, not me.
I've been getting, like, a bunch of, like... I hate you. I've been getting like the N-word left and right. A lot of people have just been like,
What did you think she expected to get? Yeah, right on. You're right, sister. We're a lousy country. You know, and about time somebody said it. Is she really think she was going to get that?
You need to go back to Africa. America was great when your people weren't here and stuff like that.
Okay, those comments are wrong. But we already know that, right? We know those are wrong by shallow people. But the tension is growing in this country. The tension is growing over this kind of stuff.
like that was like the main stuff I've been getting. And then I guess as it started building up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, people have been like, I have friends on my side, like, don't listen to them, or they don't mean anything. I'm actually supporting you. And it feels good to know that I have support, because at first it was like nothing, no support at all. Definitely want to get out the way. I don't hate America. I'm not an anti-American. I just wanted to.
Now think about this. If I don't agree with or like homosexuality, then I hate homosexuals. If I don't agree or believe that illegal immigrants came here, you know, if they broke the law to get here, then I hate illegal immigrants. She writes exactly that America was never great, but she's telling us that she still loves America. How does that fit? This is where I keep telling you, you're allowing the left to create the narrative. You're allowing the left to create the meanings of the words, the phrases, the whatever. You're allowing the left to make the noise they want to make, and you just sit back going, eh, well, I got to work. Eh, well, nobody's going to figure it out. No, here's the deal. You should make the noise with her. You should make the noise with Home Depot. You should make the noise with her. You should let her know it's unacceptable. Seriously. What other country affords people the rights, the services, the things that our country affords people?
Put my input on something that can make America better, and having Trump as a president definitely wouldn't make it better.
You know what? Having you as a citizen doesn't make it better. How do you like that? You're saying America was never great, which means you have no clue about America's history. You don't understand what America is all about. You don't know what it takes to build a country or what these guys went through to build this country. Not a clue. And why should I take you seriously? Give me a reason. I know you can't come up with one, but give me a reason anyway. Again, it just makes me nuts when I see people talking like this, when I see people doing this stuff. Because it doesn't fit anything. It goes nowhere. Because, again, she's talking in generalities. What exactly did America do or not do? Remember, sweetheart, it was America. Right? A certain group of Americans, but American nonetheless, that freed the slaves here. And there are slaves all over the world. There are black slaves being held all over the world even today still. So don't make it sound like America's the only one doing this. We fought against it. We fought to stop it. How many other governments are doing the same thing? Come on, seriously, how many? None. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. So glad you could join me. So glad you could hang out, stay with us. I appreciate it. Let your friends know about the show. Seriously, let your friends know what's going on. Let your friends know about the show. There's a lot going on. Hop up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. Read what our writers have written. Yeah, go ahead. You say that three times fast. But if you read what our comments on it, tell them what you think about it. It'll make them feel better. You know, and this year, it's going to be one of those years, people. This year is going to be one of those years where if you don't get involved in the process, if you don't speak up, if you don't become part of the process, part of the solution, we're going to be in a world of hurt. You're going to end up with President Hillary trying to figure out what the heck just happened. And nobody wants to do that. I am Joe Messina, your host. Have a great weekend. Relax. Take it easy. Don't be stupid, because we want to see you next week.